The 2026 Commonwealth Games officially got underway today in Glasgow, Scotland, and Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin is there.
Hey guys, the 2026 Commonwealth Games officially opened tonight in Glasgow, where more than 3,000 volunteers, thousands of fans, communities from across the city came together to welcome 3,000 athletes from 74 nations and territories. As you can hear, I'm right here at the arena here in Glasgow. For K-Man, however, it was a moment that filled with pride and nostalgia as 20 K-Manian athletes walked across the stage waving the K-Man flag. It was an emotional sight, especially for a former athlete as myself who know exactly what this moment is like. Competition, however, begins tomorrow for Team K-Man with basketball, gymnastics, and swimming. Basketball, of course, is K-Man's only team sport at these games, and they tip off very early tomorrow. K-Man men will face Nigeria at 10:50 a.m. Glasgow time, which is 4:50 a.m. back home. The women will take on Fiji immediately after. It's an exciting atmosphere here in Glasgow as K-Man gets ready to chase strong results on day one of competition. Reporting from the Hydro here in Glasgow for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Now, our coverage continues with Radio K-Man's Basilia Barnaby-Cuff.
With the opening ceremony wrapping up earlier today across the Atlantic, our 20-athlete delegation is resting up before jumping straight into competition tomorrow morning. This year carries extra prestige for Team K-Man. We're competing across three major disciplines: swimming, artistic gymnastics, and making a historic first-time appearance in 3x3 basketball. For the first time ever, the Cayman Islands has qualified both a men's and women's squad in the fast-paced 3x3 basketball tournament. The men start group play tomorrow against tough opponents like Australia and New Zealand, while our women's team opens their campaign against Fiji. Over at the pool, a strong 10-person swimming team featuring standout local talents like James Allison and Kira Rabes will dive into the heats first thing tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, gymnasts Justin Spencer and Sienna Santiago will take to the apparatus for individual qualification rounds starting Friday and Saturday. And our national athletes aren't stopping in Scotland. Tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. local time, the Central American and Caribbean Games kick off in Santo Domingo. Another 15 Caymanian athletes will be flying the flag there across six sports, including squash, sailing, and beach volleyball. For Radio Cayman Sports, I am Basilia Barnaby-Cuff.
At 11 Ziz in Glasgow today, international athletes arriving at the airport were given a chance to sample Scotland's iconic cup of tea accompaniment, the Tunnock's Tea Cake. The Commonwealth Game Tea Cake Fairy even caught up with some Cayman athletes.
Chocolate! Oh my gosh!
What is this?
It's a tea cake.
I love it. You want to share? Come on now!
You can find more cute stories like this at the Glasgow2026.com live blog. And of course, our coverage of K-Man will continue. It's been a busy few weeks for K-Man cricket. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has the skinny.
The K-Man Cricket Finals weekend is coming up with 2 days of action. On August 1st, you're invited to the Daniel Morris T20 Final, followed by the Derek White Elite 40 Over Final on Sunday, August 2nd. Then you'll want to mark your calendars as Cayman Cricket presents the Tri-Restaurant T10 Cricket Festival between McDonald's, Singh's Roadie Shop, and Welly's Cool Spot on September 13th at the Jimmy Powell Cricket Oval starting at 11 a.m. In addition to cricket, there will be food and drinks as well as music and entertainment. Both events are family-friendly. And if you want to get on the action yourself, you're invited to register for Cayman Cricket's Corporate Six-A-Side Cricket Tournament season, which starts September 5th at 9 a.m. at the Jimmy Powell Oval. Registration is $2,000 per team, and you can expect six-a-side matches, networking opportunities, and, of course, bragging rights. Secure your spot by emailing vicepresident@caymancricket.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And those of you who are regular listeners know we've been following along with the chess journey of Esme Scott in Cayman Brac. Since today is International Chess Day, her family decided to celebrate by creating chess oatmeal cookies. They sold them for a dozen for $6, made to order. All the funds, of course, going to Esme's chess fund and the related travel expenses. That is your latest local sports. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.